Hit that big cup.
Welcome to the first edition of the podcast. Today we have Robert Southern, Christian Herrera, Rat Pack Sergio.
It's the only way we could address this man.
Rat Pack Sergio.
You're listening to Fat Thoughts.
Oh yeah. Sorry, I forgot to mention the name.
Name is
catch my breath.
The name is Fat Thoughts. That's PHATTHOTS. Fat Thoughts.
No cap.
No cap intended.
How much money is that?
No cap.
Was it 12 cents?
Sheesh. And a rusty ass.
And you need to pay up.
That's a rusty ass penny.
Yeah, with that.
Look at the comparison. You know.
Damn.
2020. Bro, that penny has been through stuff. Look at that.
What year is that?
2009.
Whoa.
Oh. Yeah. It's a war-torn penny.
Damn.
Not bad.
It's a tough 19 years.
Oh yeah.
That's what's from 1999.
Where'd you get this watch, bro? That's a nice watch.
Thank you.
What kind is it?
Walmart.
It's a Casio,
that's a
bro.
Neat back
cheapest
on it.
Brand you can never get.
Did you guys what? Even see the back
really?
On it?
Yeah, got it at Walmart for $19.
Dude, that looks slick. No,
yeah.
Dude,
I ordered one just like this, and it was total shite. Like, it came crashed, and, like, water got in it and fogged up. So, then at Walmart, I just happened to see this, like, the same day that happened.
Damn.
Yeah, I was like, that's hilarious.
Cause that dude, I got that reflection, bro.
Yeah, that
peeping
out, peeping out the sleeve. Yeah, let me get that over there.
Let me get
a couple of those.
Well, you got yours. That was
my $15 one.
$15.
Yeah. They're bangers.
You wanna know how much this was?
How much?
$20.
Damn.
Really?
From
where?
At Kohl's.
At Kohl's, really?
Yeah.
It's fresh.
Like $20.
That's pretty good. Dude, that's pretty good for $20.
Right? And that lady hooked it up with the deals.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, the future is cheap drip.
Oh,
we're on thrift drip
bro.
Right now. It's gonna be cheap drip.
Oh,
it's gonna be like,
dude.
I got this shit from China, $4. Not my size.
Took 4 months
not
to get
size.
Here, but
this shit hits.
Bro, this $5.
Really? Yeah. See what I mean? Like that shit looks this like the brown and blue. I'm telling you, brown and blue is a color coordination as old as time.
Thank you.
Like my suit, brown shoes, brown belt, blue suit, pink tie.
Pink tie. What made you go with the pink tie?
It just works with the navy and the leather of the shoes. It's like, you know,
something about color theory.
That's color theory.
That's color theory right there.
Colorization.
Oh, why is that not like a bigger part of like science and whatnot? It's color theory.
Color theory?
I don't know.
Or also sound stuff and whatnot. Like my brother, he had this friend in high school or middle school, something like that, and who like messed around with sound stuff and whatnot, and like, you know, researching different frequencies. And he had speakers, and he did something where he had some kind of frequency that like knocked him on his ass, and like
what?
He like was like just like frozen on the ground.
Just had a seizure right there.
Yeah, just, like paralyzed from like the. Like drumming out of the sound or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah, and like brown note, that's a real thing. There's a real
brown?
Sound frequency that, makes
oh,
you shit.
Oh.
Because it like tickles your bowels just in the right way.
Dang. So it just like comes out.
Six a little.
It's like a rocket. Shorter. You gotta like you gotta slide it out. Like, or do you just like, boom, like it's a rocket?
Where's this going?
This is how you're talking about, bro.
We're talking about like if you were shitting. And you're getting that bowel move.
All right.
Is it gonna come out easy? Or is it gonna come out like you gotta like.
Oh, it doesn't just hit you like. It's like, oh my god.
You might pump out some long turds, I would think. Just because, like, if your whole bowels are tickled, like, you know, they're like they're rolling it down the pipes.
Okay.
So if it was playing for like half an hour, I'm sure you would clear your bowels.
Jesus.
I don't even think it would take that long. I would say like probably 5 minutes of exposure and you can clear your bowels.
Got the PP on there. Got the Repex Sergio, bro.
PP. Thank you. Dude, I think you're missing something. Can I add to this design?
Please do.
Let me add some design, please.
Got the hair follicles in there, bro.
Oh, no.
Hair follicles.
Duh.
Ew.
You got snakes in that bitch.
Boom. Oh wait,
that's
can't
a
really
pee-pee
get the
right
big
there. Okay, that's a certified pee-pee.
It looks like it's not even coming directly out of it. It's just like a mist of cum.
Some mist. It's by an 80-year-old.
Yeah.
This comes out dust.
Dust.
Duh.
Sergio.
The cute ice?
Ice?
The cute ice?
I don't see no ice.
What's your ice? Let me see that. Oh, that's some cute ice.
Let me see it.
Wait. Oh, you said cute like, ice or they said Cuba? Oh, that is cute. That is like dice size.
Wow, someone
that's
like nice ice. Someone cut that. That's hand cut.
That's hand cut.
That's tailor made. That's how I'm gonna start advertise one night.
Advertisements?
When I have a restaurant, I'm gonna dice all my ice by hand.
Dice it.
Jesus.
Dice it. Just what's.
Gonna freaking.
What's that like the vacuum it? Company?
For Ninja, you're gonna
this
Ninja.
This is also sponsored by Dyson.
Dyson.
Dyson vacuums.
Dyson? Oh, Dyson vacuums, yeah. You got like the little ball roller.
Yeah, that thing's dope. Looks like a little like a Death Star.
I was always very picky about like vacuum commercials and whatnot, which ones I thought really good ones.
Oh, really?
You know?
Huh.
I was really like,
are you deep into the vacuum commercial lore?
Yeah.
Understandable.
I used to think when I was like 3 years old that all songs were about love and all ads are about cleaning products.
About cleaning products?
All I remember seeing was like Swiffer and Clorox and...
Whatever happened to that one advertising guy, the bald guy? He wore a white shirt, white pants? He was like
Armin Hammer?
Mr. Clean? Yes, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.
You seen that one edit where it's like the romancing Mr. Clean's like it's like him like the Scout 9 whatever that dude is on Instagram, just like the edits of like cartoons and shit. It's like the hella like boom, 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 to the beat, you know, for a month. You know what I'm saying? You know, like edits.
The edits.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hold that.
You don't know exactly.
Hold that bit up. Pull
it up. Apollo!
Live. High pull up.
Corvette.
Pull up. With my ass up high.
Am I looking up?
What time is?
Hard in my head.
Sheesh.
What am I looking up?
Joe Mama.
Joe Mama.
Joe.mama.
No. What am I looking up? Oh, yeah.
What were we looking up?
Mr. Army Cleaner. Mr. Army.
Oh yeah.
Mr. Army Cleaner.
Yeah, yeah. I think he turned into Mr. Gravy.
Mr. What?
Mr. Gravy.
What are you talking about?
Dude, he got that song out, man. He's a rapper now. Turn that.
You got that song
turn
out.
That dishwasher. Okay, I pull it.
Like you know, just to the beat.
Yeah.
Edits, man.
I love that song. It's a banger.
Yeah. He does it with like everything, man.
This type of cringe ass.
Yeah, Pinocchio. Yeah.
Hit that bass.
Oh my god, dude. Something some white girl would like, post on like story when it was sad.
Middle school. Those heartbreaks.
Like the editing skill,
it's there.
Did you just have a moment? We have something there.
Is that something? There? I felt sparks there. Flying.
Worst.
So Jay, you gotta add some content.
r/thebabypenis is now sponsored by Swiffer.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Swiffer? Have you been on that subreddit? It's so good.
No. What's it? Can you read? What's it's that? r/
r/thebabypenis.
The baby penis.
Formerly known as just r/thebaby.
Oh, it's changed down to the baby penis.
Because they banned the other one.
Yeah, that's right.
Rest in peace.
That shit was sad.
So stupid.
It was so. Should I call him
so
the baby?
So funny, dude. Do I look like the baby? Be real with me, guys. Do I look like the baby?
You look like the baby.
Fuck.
You look like
the baby with the penis.
You look like the fuck.
The baby might like the fuck.
Damn, we going to the fuck?
He's what? He's cheaping in the subway.
He's cheaping in the subway. My man's cheaping. Oh my god.
Whoa.
Hit that bit.
Hey, Dad, but what's Katie Tyler saying, bro?
Oh, you want to see it? You want to see it?
It's that big.
Oh my god! What the hell is this?
Yeah, she just sent you this, man.
She's trying to get with you, bro.
Yeah, man.
Bam! Is this literally... Is this a real... This is true Snapchat content right here, bro.
Damn. Oh my god. Did she send it? Did she send any signals?
Personally to you.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's paying $5 a month for this, bro.
Yeah, man, that's shake, though.
That's jiggle.
That's jiggle.
Damn.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm so remember, dude.
Horny right now, guy.
I'm so horny right now.
Oh, won't someone come over and come so much my tight little whale
pussies tonight? Oh my god, dude.
She's so horny right now.
Someone please.
This lady needs to get fucked.
Damn.
Tonight, man.
Tonight.
Oh my god. Damn. Now that looks nice.
Oh, damn.
I gotta see it again. Look at that. That's just that's muscle right now. Yeah. I don't know. Ever since I started hitting the gym,
Muscle, you appreciate muscle-wise, like that fit.
Yeah, yeah, like that fitness. Oh, dude, I think that's so hot now. Just like,
yes, looking at my own ass, like, damn, that thing's muscle, bro.
Shit, tight.
Another one.
Another one. Dude, they just keep going, bro. They just keep going.
She's horny right now.
Cash App, bro.
She got more.
She sent me more 2 hours ago. Wait, message me on my premium if you're down to fuck. You don't have to bring a condom. I have an IUD.
Let's go.
She's got an IUD on her.
IUD. Oh my god. An IUD. Someone please report her to the terrorism people. She has an IUD.
Hold on, security. We got IED.
Ebola.
Ebola.
Ebola?
She's got an Ebola IED. Ebola? Once it goes off, the entire state of Utah gets Ebola.
Ebola.
Or whatever state she lives in.
That's really cute.
E. coli?
She lives in E. coli?
Nicolaj.
Nicolaj.
Right?
Yeah.
Nigga who?
Nigga. What?
I need a dominating negro.
Yeah, can I order up for tonight? Can I order up an African-American dominatrix?
That's his full name.
African-American dominatrix.
But Negro dominatrix.
Negro.
So, hit that bay.
Hit that bay.
Got that Joey Exotic.
That's the other sponsor of the night.
Let's thank Joey Exotic.
What is it?
Chronic Kush.
For sponsoring this episode of
Fat Thoughts, right?
Fat Thoughts.
Enormous fat thoughts.
Well, don't look at me like that.
No thoughts.
He is vibing.
Yeah.
Just throbbing with vibes.
Who's throbbing? Who's gonna throb with a vibe?
Who's got a vibe boner?
Get a vibrator.
Rate my vibe right now.
Rate my vibe.
Kill you the 5.
Damn.
Add the 10.
Damn. Hit that bit.
Hit that cut.
Bitch.
Hit that bitch cut.
Cousin.
Hit that bitch cut.
Hit that bitch cousin.
Hit that bitch cousin.
Hit that bitch cut.
It's that bitch cousin.
That bitch cousin. Man.
That big cuz. Hit that big cuz.
Hit that big cuz.
when you need your cut to knock out a bit.
Yeah, but
hit that big.
Hit that big cuz. Hit that big. Hit that big.
Knock her out. I need you, cousin. I'm calling upon her.
Cousin, please.
Please, we have blood.
We have blood.
We are bonded by blood. Please come with me.
I need you to hit that big cuz.
Hit that big.
This happened immediately. There's a plenty of bangers in here. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Subway always has bangers. And they're different bangers, but multi-genre bangers. I think it's because they just let people play their music.
It's refreshing.
Yeah, they have a lot of different music.
Yeah. The idea is to eat fresh.
Eat fresh. Listen to fresh.
Listen to fresh. Who's fresh?
Fresh. Freshness.
So want to add to the burp collection that we have?
Yeah.
I want to put it there because this thing's going to shake and it's going to...
Can anyone belch?
Belch.
So I definitely picked it up.
What about you, Christian?
I got nothing.
Sergio?
Dude, I know you got one in the chamber.
You got what?
You got one in the chamber.
Come on.
You got what?
You got a burp.
Come on, burp.
I can't burp.
You can't burp.
Just throw up. Can't burp.
No.
Whoa. Nice mix.
There you go.
That was it. That's all we needed. That's all. That's it. That's the end of the burp trilogy compilation.
Burp. Legend.
Legendary.
What's this guy doing over here? What are you doing?
I'm scouting you.
Oh, okay. What do you see?
I'm gathering information.
Yeah. I see that bit cut.
He hit that bit.
He does kind of hit the bit.
That bit. Just the bit.
Bit.
That hit a bit. Can he hit a bit that cut?
Can he hit that bit neck?
Can I hit a bit that, bruv?
Hit that bruv bit neck.
Broke back, bruh.
Don't bring him into this.
Not now.
No. Not whatever happened. Right. We all took a vow here.
To never mention his name
again. To never mention that again.
Some dusty plants.
The what?
What you got, Christian?
I may need to go home soon.
Jigaboo.
The game?
Sowies.
Fuck you.
Put that on the record. Remember the Christian game. Christian Pereira is a bitch.
But be known to this day.
Your weak slug.
Your mama weak.
Your lungs weak.
Your cousin weak.
Your lungs young. Your mama young.
Your mama.
Your cousin
young. Your cousin young.
I am sexually attracted to the young boys.
Oh. Cousin young.
Your cousin young.
Your cousin young.
K young.
K young. Capital K young.
Ling Lang. Yeah. Ching Dong.
Ling Wang.
Ling Wang.
Who's got the ketamine, guys?
The ketamine?
Who's got the
ketamine? Kent.
Kent?
There's this guy that goes to Andy's all the time. His name is Ken. I should supply him with ketamine so he could be the ketamine Ken.
Oh, God. Yeah. That would be really cool.
That'd be really awesome.
We really aren't doing enough ketamine, are we?
Nope. I need to get my dose
up.
Up? The movie?
Yeah. What else? Where were you 2006?
I was Gucci Mane.
I was down.
Really? Yeah, I do. I used to do that joke all the time in AIT. When I'd be like, I'd be like smoking a cigarette, and I'd be like kind of next to someone I don't know. I'd say, "So I guess this is what he felt like." Gucci Mane in 2006.
How many cigarettes did you smoke back in boot camp?
You smoke a lot.
I smoked one cigarette every day, and then on the weekend sometimes a couple.
Get crazy.
Yeah, so I probably went through maybe in my lifetime like a pack, two.
Solid.
It's not that bad. Really, how much is there in one?
Like Nick?
No, not Nick. What? Like how much cigarettes there are in a pack?
Oh, it's like 25.
Oh, okay. Shit. See, that's 50 right there.
It's 20.
20? 20? Oh, okay, that's 40. That's not bad. 40?
You need 40? You guys have 40s?
So
you got 40?
You got
40s
right now?
You got a 40? 40 pack of Stokes.
But then, you got that 40 pack then vape became the thing. So.
Vape. Did you get like a good buzz off the cigarettes,
Jacoby?
Yeah, sometimes. Not really, but it was like it was more the ritual of like long ass day doing some bullshit.
Yeah.
Then you've done PT. You've been up since 4.
Jeez.
Like Siggy. After funnel formation, you got 30 minutes to be up for bed checks, but they're always gonna be late to bed checks. So, and then just.
Are you playing footsies with me?
Is that what my foot's on?
Bruh,
this is the exact same situation I was explaining earlier. You were past the midline, okay?
That's a midline.
We have equal territory right now. And look at this. It's like a 70-30 in distance.
Come on, Caleb.
My foot, I had all purpose putting it directly down. I'm going to need you to redact that foot.
I need you to lift that foot.
I think you can pull it. I'm on my territory right now.
Pull the plug, bro.
I think you can lift it.
I'll relieve pressure.
I'm pulling.
You're not pulling, bro.
Yeah, I am. Bro. You just don't have like enough pressure released.
You tell me you cannot get your foot out of where I have it right now.
I had to pull it. Like, I had to put force in it. Oh, see, now exactly. You're going on to my territory.
No, this is still middle, no. Bro. Look, like, okay.
Let me put my foot all the way in. There.
If you go by the tables, the middle of the X should be
fart nigga
right?
Hours.
Look.
Fart niggas be like.
Here, the center of this table on this line, okay?
All right.
You see how it's centered on that line?
Yep.
That means we got that line right there.
Okay.
So your toe's over the line right now.
Okay. Oh, all right. We got that fixed.
We talking toes here?
Talking toes? Oh, my God. Do you guys suck toes?
I would know.
No.
I would never F with feet.
I could just imagine salty.
Ew. Salty. Unless they freshly clean.
Yeah.
I would never touch feet. Put this on the
some,
record.
Some feet can be cute.
I've said this before.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that uh-huh. from you before.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And, you know.
Swepper.
I would.
Put a gun to my head.
I would not deny. I would not deny.
On God.
Foot fetish.
You know. A foot on my dong. I would not reject that.
Well,
With consent.
She jerking me with the toes?
With the toes?
The toenails.
I'm not gonna push her off.
Hypothetically,
you're not pushing her off.
She's giving me an Indian rug burn with her callousness of her heels.
I will not complain.
I'm not gonna press charges.
I'm not gonna press charges.
I guess if you lube it up, or like, is it just spit? Like,
spit is never
llama. She's llamaing.
Never the move.
Never the move.
Except for sucking dick.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know. I've read that some guys, some girls, they like getting spit in the mouth.
Yeah. Some people I know are actually into that.
I don't know how they're into. I feel like that would feel weird. Like someone spit is literally going into
not
your mouth.
Not only weird, but just gross, man. Yeah, I can't even swallow my own spit half the time.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't want to.
Yeah,
I don't
like, want to. Yeah, it's been in my mouth. You know,
he plants one. Let me get the loogie real quick. Bro.
That's for a long time. For a long time, I was defiantly against cum shots. I was like, ooh, that's gross. That shit's like spit. And slowly.
Start to grow on you.
Oh yeah,
cum shot compilation.
It's not like it's not like you grow.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I don't like that. Like, you know what?
Cream pies. But you know, she like.
She like.
I don't think I've ever seen a cream pie like in real.
Spits ropes on her face, man.
In realistic porn. I've seen it. I'm not gonna lie. I'll be honest. I have watched hentai sometimes.
I won't lie. I've seen it.
Sometimes. I've seen it sometimes. And like, it looks so weird, bro. I'm not gonna get into it because it's probably.
Nah, I fuck with hentai. I will honestly
like the
admit.
The X-ray.
I will honestly admit, like, sometimes hentai is the mood.
Sometimes it just has a good story, bro. Like
that's really. Know. Well, actually, there good was this story, one. There bro. Was this one where it was like. It wasn't even step-siblings. It was an actual brother and sister. Sister was thick as fuck. There was something that happened. It was basically like, you know, like a more dramatic version of the old, like, oh, you walked in me jerking off. Like, I'm just so stressed out. Like, maybe I can relieve your stress. Like, it was something like that.
Yeah.
Like the brother loved the sister and whatnot. She's like, we can't do this. And but then finally she like takes his virginity or something like that. But his dick's hella big. You know?
Oh.
So she's like, yeah, that's you know.
Oh my god.
And then he like, you know, because all hentai is kind of rapey.
Yeah.
You know, he's like pushing on her, and she's like, no, we can't. Like, that was a mistake. Like, you're my brother. He's like, I don't care. Like,
I don't care.
I want your milky jugs. And that shit was hot, and I watched the whole 30 minutes.
I will never dedicate more of my time to it.
You'll find it like with, you
with
would
hentai,
think
because some of them are taken from anime, so it's like it's following an actual story and like that's just a scene.
Yeah,
you know, because like Japan's a lot
yeah, but that
world
would
world.
No.
Whatever.
I mean,
all I'm saying is,
I say
flexible contact.
I just say give it, just watch one video, just give it a shot,
and
just
see what you think. Just see what you think. I'm not saying no. I agree with you guys.
Glad we're in agreement with that.
Thank you.
Yes.
That was a good.
Because, I mean, like, you know, sometimes they're drawn weird. Like, sometimes it's like the bullet boobs, you know, they're just too much.
I haven't watched them, but I've seen.
But
like,
the ones that are thick, but still look relatively, like, normal, like, within human capability.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's pretty good. Some pretty good stuff. I've seen some weird, like, because you know, like, there's a screen stop on the pages.
Yeah. I hate when those won't load. Like, I'm trying to see what I'm gonna watch, and it, like, it's just not loading. I'm just like, come on, like that, like the thumbnail looks good, but like, give me a little something.
I need to see what else it has to offer.
I need what I'm getting into is like, this is gonna be like 12 minutes of like sucking dick and then like 5 minute cum shot. Like, is that just like, sometimes that's all it is, you know? I need a preview of like, okay, what's the ratio, you know? How many positions are in? Is that ass shaking?
Is it wobbling?
Does she got that wobble? That's what I'm trying to find out. And those things won't load. And the worst thing is when they won't load, so it's like, oh, fine, I guess I'll look for something else. You know, this, like, I'm not getting any information from this. And you scroll past, and just as you scroll past another one, and you kind of do, like, that light tap to kind of, you know, get it to do its preview.
That's why I kind of hold on it, and then...
If I do that, like, it, I don't know, just always opens it. But, like, as soon as I start doing that on a different one, then the other one starts playing.
I get you.
And, like, and it's like this little sliver, so you can't see what's actually happening. And you try to scroll back up to it, pause.
Like, you try to hold on to it, and it's like, you're trying to watch it, but then, like, it'll freeze or it just won't load.
Yeah, exactly.
It just gets stuck on the screen, and you're like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
I just reload my home screen or something like that, then after. Just put the...
Jack.
Yo, fuck this table.
Just jump the coins, bro.
So when do you have to go?
I say right now-ish, actually.
Now-ish?
Right now-ish?
Now-ish?
Yeah.
Now-ish?
All right.
I feel like that was good, right. Pat.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Good time.
Yeah.
Good time to end the podcast.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us here today for almost 27 minutes.
That's a good number, 27:39.
That's pretty good.
That's decent. Thank you for joining us today.
Not bad.
And
not
God
bad.
Bless you.
God bless. Good night.
God bless.
Jesus Christ.
Bye-bye.